In the day's other news, COVID-19 has now left more than 2 million people dead worldwide since it emerged in China just over a year ago. The pandemic passed that milestone today, led by the U.S. death toll of 390,000. Meanwhile, the CDC forecasts that the COVID variant, first seen in Britain, may become predominant in the U.S. by March. Word from the White House tonight is that President Trump will depart Washington on the morning of the inauguration. The NewsHour also confirms that he may take part in a farewell ceremony at Joint Base Andrews before he flies to Florida. Mr. Trump will break with long-standing tradition in skipping the inauguration of his successor. The timing of President Trump's Senate impeachment trial remains undecided. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, declined to say today when she will send the lone impeachment article to the Senate. For now, House impeachment managers are preparing their case, accusing the president of inciting insurrection.
They're now working on the taking this to trial, and when they, you'll be the first to know when we announced that we're going over there.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the trial will begin no earlier than January 19th, and it could commence on Inauguration Day itself. In North Korea, a major military parade in Pyongyang showcased new weapons overnight. State media showed Kim Jong-un looking on as submarine-launched ballistic missiles and others rolled by. Kim is pledging to expand North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Thousands of migrants in Honduras have begun to head north in the year's first caravan destined for the United States. They had gathered at a park before starting the journey. Some blame grinding poverty that was made even worse by two powerful hurricanes last year.
We're emigrating from the country because we have lost everything in the hurricane, and we cannot be satisfied with what has happened to us. So we're going to ask for help from anyone who will take us in.
In Guatemala and Mexico, thousands of soldiers and police are set to bar the migrants' way. The two nations cracked down on caravans under pressure from President Trump. Back in this country, the National Rifle Association has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The gun rights group said that it will reorganize and move from New York State and reincorporate in Texas. New York has filed suit to dissolve the NRA, accusing its leaders of diverting $64 million for their own use. And on Wall Street, stocks lost ground after reports showed that retail sales and consumer confidence are declining. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 177 points to close at 30,814. The Nasdaq fell 114 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 27. Still to come on the NewsHour, extraordinary security measures are put in place amid nationwide threats of violence. The COVID vaccine campaign continues to struggle amid skyrocketing infections and deaths. We report from Afghanistan on the potential impacts of the drawdown of U.S. troops there, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.